Good evening, my friend. How are you? This is Executive Consultant Jay Emma, and I'm really excited to be on the line here. And I have the privilege of introducing our host, who's going to be speaking to an incredible couple, a dynamic top 50 income earner and incredible couple in Brooke and Terry Bedford. I've been in this business now for over 8 years. I've never been as excited. I'm more excited now than I was when I got started in this business 8 years ago. This opportunity has provided so much for me and for so many other people. It's a beautiful business with incredible friends that have become family, and I'm really thankful to God for this opportunity. And I like the way for years Bear Gordon opens up the call and says, I'm an executive consultant and you can be too. And I'm about to introduce a national consultant who's told me and has told many others that they're national consultants and you can be too. And I think this is the whole essence of Ambit Energy, is the fact that if I can do it, you can do it. And that's why we host these calls, is because this is all, the whole business is all about if I can do it, you can do it. And listening to the stories of other people allows you to learn, but also gain some hope and inspiration and belief that if they've done it, you can do it as well. So I have the privilege of introducing a dear friend, somebody that I've grown to become very close friends with, and we're practically family. We are family in God's kingdom, and I love her dearly, and all the accolades that we can talk about are top income earner, top leader in this business, 5-star trips, and all the awards. The Thompson Leadership Award is the pinnacle award in our company. Brian McClure, the top income earner, has entrusted her with power trips with his most prized events, and now the conference call. So we're talking to the top of the top when we speak about national consultant Mary Amueto. And her and her husband, Richard, are dear friends to all of us. But the thing that I am most impressed with and love the most is the fact that inside and outside of Ambit Energy, they are the same people. She's the same person. She's a leader. She loves people, and she's always lifting people up, her family, her friends, and her business associates. So please help me welcome to this call someone we love and appreciate so dearly, national consultant Mary Amueto.
Thank you so much for that amazing introduction, Jay. We just love you dearly. I think everybody on this call in the last couple of weeks can definitely feel the love we have for you. We are definitely family and beyond business partners in Ambit. So we just have just loved this business because, I think people look at our relationship that Richard and I have built with you over the last, almost a decade now. And they may look at it like, oh, I aspire to be that. Some may be a little envious of it. But you know what? It's all available in Ambit. You know, we've got such a family atmosphere in Ambit. And I'm super, super excited to have Terry and Brooke Bedford on the call tonight, too, because they are those people. We have had the pleasure of getting to know them over the past few years. We've spent a lot of time with them on 5-star trips. They are no newbies to this business. They've been in the business for a few short years, but they have accomplished so much. They've fast-tracked to every level possible, fast-track RC, fast-track SC, fast-track EC. And I remember them getting to EC and asking, how quick is the fast-track NC? And there's no fast-track to NC. So, but we just love them dearly. They are top 50 income earners this year. I know they've been working their tails off. They have a great partnership. They have the most precious little girls. But I just want to introduce our dear friends, executive consultants, top 50 income earners, Terry and Brooke Bedford. You guys there?
Hey, Mary, we're here. Thank you so much. What an introduction.
Hello,
oh,
everyone.
We love you guys. Super excited to hear from you guys. You know, I know you guys have been all over Texas and in Canada and building your business all over the U.S. and Canada. And I think there's still a lot of people who've never really heard your story. So I want you all to start by sharing a little bit about how you guys got started with Ambit and what was it that drew you to our opportunity.
Absolutely. And first of all, we just want to thank you so much for thinking about us as far as being on the Sunday night call. That's an honor and a privilege. So thank you so much, first of all, for having us. But, getting started, wow, it was a little over 3 years ago, and I'll let Terry tell the story of, you know, he was a police officer at the time, and a complete stranger came up to him when he was working an extra job, and I'll let him finish that part because it's a pretty cool story how that all happened.
Yes, yes. Good evening, good sunny evening. Yes, so 3 years ago, a complete stranger at the time, someone who is actually on a five-star trip as we speak, which kind of irritates me because I'm not on there with them. But Kevin Duncan had the courage to come up and just start a simple conversation with me. At the time, I was a police officer here in the Houston area, and I was working a ton of extra jobs, ton of hours, and, you know, probably 80-plus hours a week. And that was a lot of time away from my family. My wife was, you know, an insurance agent. She managed her father's agency, and so she had a, you know, full-time career, many hours per week, and plus she was hauling our three girls around to all their activities. And you know, I was missing everything. So she was run ragged, and I was working just too much. And we knew something had to change. And that's when that stranger, Kevin Duncan, just came up, and thank God he had enough courage just to start a simple conversation with me, because I was in full police uniform on a day off, and I wasn't, you know, too happy. I probably wasn't too, you know, pleasant to begin with, to start a conversation with, but, you know, I thank God that he did, and it turned out to be great. You know, we spoke probably for, you know, 30 minutes, just about everyday, you know, everyday life, nothing. He never really mentioned Ambit, you know, and until the time came for us to kind of part ways, you know, he had to, you know, he was there getting his wife's phone fixed. And so he had to go deal with business. And so, you know, he noticed that I was there on my day off, and, you know, he said that, you know, I noticed that you're here on your day off, and you know, you might be interested in what I do. You may or may not, but you know, I want you to take a look at it, and if it interests you, I'd love to talk to you more about it. So, you know, we exchanged information, and you know, sure enough, we took a look at it not too long after that, and made a lot of sense to us. So we got started, and
Well, I mean, if we're telling the truth, it actually took us about 3 months to actually take a look at it. So if you're sitting on the call thinking, man, that was easy, he went up and talked to a police officer and then all of a sudden he was interested, that's really not the case, because at the time we were moving from one house to another. We had family vacations we were taking. Our girls are in a million different things, so they had sports here and there. So it really took us about 3 months, but Kevin is a master of follow-up. He really preaches your fortune is in your follow-up, 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 and he was very consistent with that. So he stayed on us, and he followed up with us for about 3 months. And finally, I remember Terry saying, Brooke, we have got to get back to this guy. Let's just tell him no, yes, whatever it is. Let's just tell him something, because he felt bad. He really liked Kevin, and he wanted to give him a straight answer. And so I said, okay, I'll set up a call with him tomorrow and basically tell him no. That was really my thought process, is that, you know, I'll kind of do the dirty work and I'll tell him no. Well, after that, we decided, okay, the no is going to turn into a yes. So I tell you that just to say, don't give up on those people who don't seem like they're answering you right away, because for us it just needed to be the perfect timing. And so we decided to jump in at that point, and that was you know, August 21st of 2015, and the rest is history from there.
You know, yeah, I actually really love
go ahead, Terry.
No, I was just go ahead and just finish that, you know, our the way we started in the business. So we got started and with a simple goal of, you know, making just a few extra $100 a month extra for me to have the opportunity just to walk away from an extra job or two. And little do we know is much more powerful than that. And, you know, in 3 months time, we surpassed that income that I was making on, you know, my part-time basis. And so I walked away from all of the extra jobs that I held and, you know, gave all those up. And then, you know, And that was all on a part-time basis. We're talking 30 minutes a day of just inviting people to take a look at it, getting conversations started, you know, inviting people to presentations and things of that nature. But, you know, 30 minutes to an hour a day, we, you know, 9 months into the business, you know, Brooke was able to walk away from, you know, her insurance career. You know, she walked away from that just to focus on Ambit. And about 18 months in, after starting, we drove my police car up and turned my badge in, and I walked away from law enforcement. And, you know, we've upgraded our lifestyle, and we've been blessed ever since. You know, it's been incredible.
I love your story about how Kevin was really persistent. I think I have the question. I'm sure other people have the question. What was it, Brooke, that he said to you or you felt or you saw that had you change your no to a yes? Like, you were adamant about telling him no. So what was the thing that had you reconsider?
Well, Mary, that's a good question. But I think, you know, we owe a lot of it to Kevin because he's just such a genuine and honest person. He really never tried to sugarcoat anything or say, hey, this is easy. You're going to be a millionaire tomorrow. He was real. And he was like, look, it takes some work. It's a really simple business, but here's how you do it. We'll be with you every step of the way. And he kind of was able to show us how we could fit it into our life. Because we told him, look, we don't have a second. We're really busy. How many times do we hear that, right? Busy, busy, busy. And he was one of the first ones to say, good, you know, we like busy people. One of my phrases is busy people get things done. And so whenever people tell me that, I say, hey, good, then we're looking for you. You're the person we were looking for. And so that's kind of how Kevin put it to us. And he said, look, it's residual income. And you want to make sure you're building that for your family. And so I understood that being an insurance agent, that that's how my dad had built his agency for quite some time and how the agency I was running and how, you know, we were continuing to build the agency that way. And so that really resonated with me. And I told Terry, I was like, look, it's $150 or whatever it was at the time. What do we have to lose? I mean, we spend that going to dinner, you know, on a Friday night. So that's when we said, we're going to take the chance. And we're going to at least see if this can work for us. So I wouldn't say that we are 100% sold after the conversation, but we were at least to the point where we said, you know what, we're going to give it a shot because we're too afraid that it's going to work without us.
Yeah, I think that's really awesome. You know, I think what Kevin saw was clearly y'all had a need. You know, Terry was working on his day off and there was clearly a need for it. So at what point did you guys realize that Ambit was it for you? Like, this was really going to be the thing to, you know, change your lifestyle. When was that moment, that turning point for you guys?
Well, for me, it was, you know, not long after we started. You know, we may have been RCs, may have fresh SCs. When we started making, you know, checks with commas in them and curved numbers and you know, in a short amount of time, we're talking 2-3 months in the business, you know, we were making consistent weekly checks of, you know, 2,000 plus, sometimes 3,000, and on a part-time basis, you know, 30 minutes a day. And that really opened up our eyes to the possibilities. And, you know, I say that, you know, it wasn't easy. We helped a lot of people, you know, and that's the thing. That's preach, you know, the more people you help, the, you know, the better. And, you know, the stronger your business will be, the more money you make. And so we, you know, that's what we focused on. But, you know, short time into the business, making that kind of money on a very limited part-time basis was very, very powerful. And that's when I really knew for myself and, you know, in my heart, that we had found it. I also want to touch, you know, on the fact that I went to the, you know, Ambition probably a week after we got started. I actually called in sick on a Friday just because I could not get off. So I called in sick and drove up to Dallas. My best friend, my first consultant in the business, or our first consultant. And so we went up and, you know, I got to see, you know, hear from our co-founders, all the leaders and the speakers and all the amazing stories. And it really lit a fire inside of me. And, you know, so you know, I came back with that fire, and I kind of rubbed off on Brooke, and I told her, look, we found it. We just have to put forth the hard work and, you know, have grit and really get this up off the ground. And if we do, I think we have something very, very special. So I will kind of hand it over to Brooke, but that's kind of when I guess I figured it out.
Yeah, that was mine too. Really, when he came back from Ambition, and again, you guys have to understand, and I know some of you do, Kevin and Rose were like, hey, spend this amount of money to get in, you know, become your own first customer. Now you need to spend $150 to go to Ambition. Now you need to get a hotel room. Now, and we were like, I was looking at Terry like, okay, maybe we shouldn't have done this. My bad, you know, but we just both kind of felt like God was leading us to say, hey, you need to go here. You need to go do this. And so when he went and he came back, and I like to tell the story as his hair was literally on fire, which if you know Terry, you know that he's bald because he shaves his head. But that, I mean, literally he came back fired up, and I can't remember another time where he was so fired up. So that just goes back to the importance of the events, right? And we didn't really know that. We had never been any kind of direct sales, so we didn't know that events were important. We didn't know what they were. But coming back from that Ambition, and he was only really there for about a day and a half, I knew if he's this fired up, this is it, and I'm just going to support him and run with it every step of the way. So that was a big deal, and that was a week into the business. So we took it serious right off the bat.
You know, I think about, gosh, what if Terry hadn't gone to Ambition? You know, what if you guys didn't bite the bullet and make that sacrifice and go? You know, where would your business be today? You know, that really is a testimony of the importance of the business, because had it not been for that, would you have fast-tracked to RC, SC, and EC, or would you still been an MC until the next big event?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely not. I don't think we would have, to be honest with you, because that experience was, you know, the change that, you know, when it was the light bulb that moment that took place. And If I wouldn't have gone, I don't think we would be here talking to you tonight, to be honest with you, Mary.
Yeah, that's amazing. I was just kind of looking at your Ambit Success profile, and it really is amazing to me that you guys came into the business a little over 3 years ago. I mean, it's been three measly years. I mean, prior to Ambit, I can look at 3 years of my life, and those 3 years pretty much look the same. You know, it's not like a lot of improvement from year to year. My kids get bigger. You can tell things have changed. We make a little bit more money, but there's not like some drastic. I mean, paint a picture now. I mean, we got a picture of what life was like before Ambit. What is life like today with your girls and your lifestyle, and what are the things you get to do today that was just never a possibility prior to Ambit?
Wow, that's a cool picture to paint. You know, now Terry's about to turn 35 and I'm 33. And I say that to say that it can happen for anybody at any time in your life. And we literally get up and we can tell people, we don't have jobs. Yes, we have a business and we work hard with our business. I don't want anybody to think for one second that we don't work hard, because we do, but it's for our business. And, you know, we're our own boss, and we tell each other where we're going and when we're going and what appointments we're going on and, you know, what we're doing on this day or that day. So the fact that we get to wake up and we both get to take our children to school together, and we get to come back and we get to meet our team at coffee at 10 a.m. And then, you know, maybe we go meet with someone at 11, and then we get to pick our girls up from the bus stop at 3. And then we're both at the volleyball games at 4:30 and both at practice at 6. And I mean, don't get me wrong, we're really, really busy, but we're there and we're present for our children. And that is the biggest difference, is because it's not, oh, I can't be there because of this job, or, oh, I can't be there because we don't have it. It's just, we're there because we can be there. And one of the other things that's changed is, you know, I always had, this is just me personally, but I always had this dream to have this pool in our backyard. And I just would just obsess over it. Pool, pool, pool. But I promise you, it was never a reality. There was absolutely zero possible way we could ever afford to put it in our backyard. And if you guys look in the Success From Home magazine this year, you'll see our pool. And what's so amazing and why we're so thankful about that particular piece of the puzzle is because it's all ambit. It's all God. It's all ambit. And because he allowed it in our lives, Terry was able to take off about 6 weeks. Back in January, him and his dad, they built our backyard kitchen. They fixed our patio. We had a pool builder put in the pool, and that 100% would not have happened without Ambit. So today we woke up, went to a softball game. Terry's coaching, by the way. He coaches our 7-year-old, and they lost out, which we weren't super sad about because it was hot. And we went and had a pool party the rest of the day, just the five of us. Just outside, the Texans were on. Thankfully, they won. Sorry, guys. I know a lot of you are up in the Northeast. Right now, we're watching the Astros, by the way, so if we're a little distracted, that's why. But we got to have a pool party. We couldn't have done that before. So, Mary, I could probably go on and on and on about what's changed in our lives specifically, but I would say that's the best thing for me is just the amount of time that we're getting to spend together. And if you want to add to that, I don't know if you have anything.
No, I don't have too much to add to that, but, you know, I think maybe 3 years ago, I could have been working this weekend. And the fact that I was able to experience the weekend, the entire weekend with my family, and that's, you know, it's every weekend now. It's every day of the week. I get to experience with my family, my girls. I get to coach them and be there for their activities. That's you know, probably what I'm most thankful for, because that wasn't the case, 3 years ago beforehand it, you know, came into our lives.
You know, I can completely relate to what you're saying, and I think a lot of people don't realize the quality of life difference having time makes. I mean, there is nothing you can really say to adequately portray the richness of life when you've got time, you know, and when you can spend it with your family. I think about this morning, just even with my kids, you know, we were kind of setting up the day, and Richard's got a conference call now too, and I've got this conference call, and we've got Japanese lessons come in, and then Richard and I are heading down to Fukuoka, which is the southern tip of Japan, and then Brittany's got a lunch. But in the midst of all that scheduling and craziness, you know, my daughter comes and gives me a hug, and Zachary joins us, and then Brittany gives Richard a hug, and we just have that moment of just, you know what, we're here and now. And those times don't happen when you're so busy and you don't have that time. So I'm just super excited for you guys, because we've got a decade on you guys of the future of what's possible for your kids and your family. And just know that it even gets better. Like, as good as it is, it gets even better. So I know you guys have built a tremendous business, but it hasn't, I mean, for so far, it sounds like it's been smooth sailing, but I know it hasn't always been smooth sailing. So what was your greatest challenge in building your Ambit business, and how did you guys overcome it?
Yeah, no, it is, it's not all roses and, you know, sweet scents and all that kind of stuff. I very vividly remember probably a year and a half ago or so, and actually on several occasions, maybe this is when Terry was working, I think. And, I've went across town to Houston up to the Woodlands area, which is far if you know Houston, and, you know, the person who I was supposed to meet didn't show up, and I confirmed and they didn't show up. And then I went across town to Katy the second time, and that person didn't show up or had to cancel last minute. I just remember calling my dad, crying, and saying, maybe this isn't for us. Like, maybe we're not supposed to do this. Like, why? I wasted my gas. I wasted my time. And just kind of just so defeated. But, I mean, that happens in the business. You get these no's. You get these stand-ups. You get these things that happen. And all of a sudden you get that win that you so desperately need. And if you can just hang on to those wins through those no's, it just makes it easier. And I'd say one of the hardest things we've had to do is, you guys here, you know, you got to surround yourself with positive, uplifting people who are going the way you're going. And, you know, some of probably our very best friends that we've probably had in our lives were headed in a different direction, and they really didn't agree with what we were doing. They didn't agree with Ambit for some reason, and it was just a very awkward situation, and we had to let them go. And that was really hard to do because our families were really close, But we just felt like we were going in separate directions in life. And so that was really sad for us. And that was also made us question, are we doing the right thing here? But through different reasons, we've realized that we are and we were doing the right thing. And so that it hasn't been easy. And there has been a lot of tears. And there has been late nights driving home from business presentations and early mornings having to, you know, do this or that. And so it has not been easy, but it's all been 100% worth it, 1,000% worth it, I should say.
And, you know, for me, the biggest challenge was just stepping outside of my comfort zone. You know, the first ambition I went to, I was blessed to have, you know, been able to sit probably, you know, five rows from John Maxwell. And I, you know, vividly remember a phrase that he said, a quote, and it said, you know, life begins out, you know, at the end of your comfort zone. And, you know, I wrote that down and I revisit that phrase, that quote, every chance I get, almost daily, just because it has been extremely difficult for me to accomplish, or, you know, to simply just step outside of comfort zone and start conversations with people, you know, go back and start conversations with people I haven't talked to in years, you know, old classmates, or starting conversations with strangers, you know, getting up in front of the room and speaking on calls like this. You know, a lot has changed in my life. You know, I've developed into someone completely different than I used to be. And so that's been the biggest challenge, you know, and there's been a lot of ups and downs as far as it goes. And, you know, I have struggled tremendously at times, especially in front of a crowd and speaking and training. And, you know, I vividly remember telling Brooke at our very first presentation that we attended as guests that, you know, if the business required me to step in front of the room and speak and present one day, then I'm out. Like, I will not do this. And sure enough, you know, that wasn't a requirement, but as the business moves on, you promote and kind of step up as leaders and really devote your time to personal development and things of that nature. Then you actually get to the point where you look forward to, stepping to that leadership role and stepping in front of the room and speaking and training. And you know, I've actually come to enjoy it at times, although at times I still struggle. But that's been my biggest challenge, you know, and I just every day I go back and revisit that quote from John Maxwell: life begins at the end of your comfort zone. If you can just simply make steps to just you know, develop personally, you know, life truly begins at the end of your comfort zone.
I love that you say that, Terry, because I can tell you, even after all these years and all the times I've spoken, there are still times where I get really nervous to take the stage. So I don't think that ever stops. I think that's the beauty of our business is that it is a training and development program. It's a personal growth program. And I think that's where you get the richness of what it has to offer. So, you know, one last question, and you guys can just add whatever it is that you still want to add. Actually, I have two questions for you because I want you to share this. What's been your greatest victory or accomplishment in Ambit?
Wow. Well, you know, we could probably say we've got a lot of victories. You know, fast tracking to each level has been a joy and an honor because that just has brought some really kind of fun and neat recognition. And, you know, Rose Duncan is the best at, you know, really hyping us up. And so she's been such a blessing just in terms of making us feel special. So that's been neat. And we've gone on 2 5-star trips, and that's actually where we met you and Richard, was in Hawaii, which was just such a pleasure and just still such a dream vacation for us. And you know, top 50 income earners this year, that's just, I mean, we still can't believe that. I mean, don't get me wrong, we worked hard, but that's still a shock. But I think the biggest thing and the biggest accomplishment has been what we've done as a family, because we have all made vision boards. This has been just as much our dream as it is theirs. You know, they've taken Ambit, and they love Ambit, and they appreciate Ambit, and they appreciate our business that we're building together. And so they know what it takes to build a business. They know that it's hard work. They know that if you want something, you have to work hard for it. They know that you have to set your sights on something. They know that it's not going to be easy. And so that's been a huge accomplishment for our family. Just the fact that they've seen us fall, they've seen us get up, they've seen us fall again, and they've seen us accomplish some really cool things as a family. So for me, and I think for both of us, that's been the biggest accomplishment, is just going through this together as a family and really, you know, kind of setting the tone for them in their future and kind of what they want to accomplish individually as well.
You know, I really love that, because you guys have really broken through a paradigm for your girls that they don't even realize that you've broken a paradigm. So they now see a future that wasn't possible before. Like, I can tell you that Brittany, now that she's 22 and she's finishing her degree next year when she gets back to Texas, she's looking at lifestyle, and that never crosses most young people's minds, is lifestyle of not being tied to a job and not having a set schedule and not having to be in an office. So you, congratulations to you guys for like completely abolishing any barriers for your kids. So before we wrap up, I want you to just share any last thoughts that you guys want to share, you know, about the business, or any advice you have for new consultants or someone who might be feeling stuck.
Well, you know, feeling stuck, I would just say our biggest thing that we teach our team is just to stay persistent and consistent. And if they're not willing to stay persistent and consistent, this probably isn't the business for them. And so we really try to stick together as much as we can. We have a lot of things that we try to all do together, and we try to kind of be a sounding board for each other. So, you know, if you're not finding that strength and that sounding board in your upline, we'd be glad to help with that. We've been able to build relationships with people way past our downline. I mean, sideline. And that's the beauty of Ambit, is that nobody sees that. It's all, hey, we want to help each other out as much as we possibly can. So we absolutely treasure the relationships that we have made in Ambit. Jay, Emma, Richard, and Mary. I mean, it just... Jerry's right, Jerry Thompson, every time he talks about Ambit and attracting good people and other people attract good people, he is exactly right. I don't see how these are the best people, the most like-minded, the kindest that we have met in our lives. And so that has been huge. So I would just say, if you're struggling, stay very, very close to those people who, you know, maybe have accomplished some things and they can kind of help you along, but just staying persistent and consistent. And I would say another thing, just what's happened in our lives, is we didn't ever think, oh, we want to wake up and we want to be electricity, you know, consultants, and we want to have an energy business. But Ambit opened up the doors, just like you said, Mary, for other things and other adventures. We had always wanted to get into real estate, both of us. Both of us were like, man, that would be so fun, and, you know, we'd love to do that sort of thing. Well, Ambit opened the door for us to be able to do things like that, to spend the time that we need on our business, but also to be able to open doors that and do things that we always wanted to do. So maybe you're using Ambit as a vehicle to get you the time freedom to do what it is that you, another thing that you really want to do. And I've seen that over and over and over again with people as well. So that's been a really cool new project for us that we've been working on. And what's neat is that Ambit doesn't have to take 8 hours a day. You know, it's the freedom that you want and the flexibility in building your team to where you're leveraging your time. So I love what you said about Brittany, and I think our girls have that same mindset as well, that really anything's possible.
And, you know, I'll just add a couple things. For me personally, you know, I tell, you know, brand new consultants, I try to tell them, you know, I say this every day, you know, you – basically, if you can master the invitation, you will be successful in this business. So there has to be time spent every single day watching videos, training videos on the invitation. and how to start simple conversations, and you know, how to reach back out to people you haven't talked to in years. So figuring that out, if you can master the invitation, you will be successful. That's probably the one of the most important things that I can think of for brand new people getting started in the business. And you know, another thing, you know, you hear it all the time, you know, and I'm a firm believer, you are the average of, you know, the five people that you spend the most time with in your life. You know, you're the average of the five people. So you have to surround yourself with, you know, good, like-minded people that are leaders. You have to find mentors. You have to study, you know, successful people. You might have to let go of some people that have been in your life, just like we have. You know, it, you know, if they're not making you better, you know, a better person, then you probably need to make some changes. And that's going to be probably the most difficult thing, is letting go of people that you've come to know well or love or whatever. But, you know, if they're not improving you, then, you know, you need to figure out what changes you need to make. But you have to surround yourself with like-minded people, leaders and mentors. Spend time every single day on personal development, reading, you know, studying successful people, not only in Ambit, but other business ventures, other businesses. You know, study people who have been successful, see what their daily habits are, things that they spend their time on, and things of that nature. So, you know, those are probably the two things that I tell new consultants, you know, all the time is, you know, that. So I'll leave it at that.
Well, thank you guys so much. You have given like a whole wealth of knowledge. I hope people on the call took notes. We'll have the call recording up shortly on the website, but I just so appreciate you guys. You guys have such an amazing future. I'm super excited for your family. I was just thinking, gosh, Brooke, 33. I'm 10 years older than you. So we've got, you know, about 10 years on you in the business. So we are a little bit of a glimpse into your future about what's possible. But I think you guys are going to surely in 10 years surpass what we've accomplished. So I'm ultra excited because, you know, now's the time, you know, Ambit, it's not too late to get started. It's not too late to have your dreams fulfilled in Ambit. I mean, I think when you get started, you press in just like Brooke and Terry. I mean, there's nothing new that you heard of. It's consistent effort. It's persistence. It's getting around the right people and really putting some of those things into action. So I just love you guys. We're super excited to see you in November when we get back to Texas. But you guys have been a blessing. I know everybody's been blessed on this call. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Jay, and I think you had a couple of comments about the Thedford, too.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary. Yeah, it was just, I really enjoyed listening. And Brooke and Terry, thanks so much for sharing your story and sharing some tips and things like this. This format, Mary, just an incredible job of facilitating the conversation. And I just think that listening to the journey of people and the successes and the struggles and the victories, and but also painting a picture of why it's worth it and how it's worth it, and just listening to the story, to me, it's just, that's what makes it work. It's not scripted. It was a conversation that included everything. So Brooke and Terry, awesome, awesome job. Thanks so much for sharing. I'm actually going to unmute the line.
Hold on 1 second. One more thing. Hold on, yeah. One more thing, Jay. The next big event, you heard Terry say, if it wasn't for ambition, if it wasn't for the big event, if it wasn't for hearing from some of the top income earners, they would not have accomplished what they accomplished in this business as quickly as they did. The next big event is November 8th through 10th, Power Trip in Scranton, Pennsylvania. If you're within 8 hours of driving there, get yourself there. You could be 12 hours and still get yourself there, but I'm telling you, it will change your perspective of the business. It is by far one of the best field events out there because you are going to hear directly from Chris and Jerry, and they're going to do an open Q&A, which is super, super powerful. So ambitpowertrip.com, get yourself there.
Yeah, absolutely. I second that. I'm really looking forward to being there and wouldn't miss it for anything. And when you go, put yourself, don't just go and sit in the seat in the back. put yourself around the people that are making this business work. Because as Terry said, that we do become the people that the five people that we spend the most time with. And association is something that really is so important, and that's why we do that. So thank you, Mary. Brooke and Terry, thanks again. This has just been an incredible, encouraging call, and just empowering as well. So what I'm going to do is as soon as my voice ends, if you can wait 3 seconds, just because I'm going to unmute the call, just so Brooke and Terry can hear all of the people that would like to just say thank you to them, please do that. So, again, have a wonderful evening. We'll see you guys next week, and go make it happen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brooke and
Terry.
Thank you, Brooke and
Terry. Thank you.
Thank you, Brooke.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
Thank you, Jerry. Great call.
Thank you so much, Brooke and Terry. God bless you.
Love it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Brooke.
Thank you, Butch and Terry. Thanks for sharing.
So glad to be a part of this.
Thank you,
Brooke and Terry. I'm so glad you guys are my upline, and everybody else listening to this call has no idea how much they've been changing in our life lives, and how we've been loving it. You guys rock.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.